Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from the 21st chapter of John, where we find Peter and some other disciples fishing from a boat following Jesus' burial. They caught nothing that night and were still in their boat at daybreak. In verse 4, we read, "Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, 'Children, you do not have any fish, do you?' They answered him, 'No.' And he said to them, 'Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch.' So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire already laid, and fish placed on it, and bread." Verse 15. "So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Tend my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Shepherd my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Tend my sheep. Truly, truly I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go.' Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, 'Follow me.' Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper and said, 'Lord, who is the one who betrays you?' So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, 'Lord, and what about this man?' Jesus said to him, 'If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.'"
During Jesus' trial, Peter had denied him three times, and now Jesus was risen, just as he'd promised. Who wouldn't have felt ashamed? It would have been enough to send anyone back to something familiar, something safe. In John 21, we see Peter abruptly announce, "I'm going fishing." So there he is, back on the water, doing what he knows best. Except the fishing is bad. They've caught nothing. So when a stranger appears on the shore and says, "Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat," they figure it's worth a try. The catch nearly swamps the boat, and John, probably remembering another miraculous catch, recorded in Luke chapter 5, says, "It is the Lord." As abruptly as he decided to go fishing, Peter jumps into the water and hurries to shore. After breakfast, Jesus has spiritual business to tend to with Peter. His disciple hasn't died, but neither is he living in the abundance Jesus promised. Peter has experienced a kind of death by denial. He needs Jesus' tough questions to resurrect his bruised faith and restore him to leadership and life. Our own denials may not rise to Peter's level, but those of us who are believers are asked to trust Jesus in every situation. Sometimes we don't, but Jesus' fireside talk with Peter reminds us that he can restore anyone to the new life he's promised.